This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Donovan Holt finds his wife, April, 29, almost lifeless in their Antioch, Tennessee apartment with a plastic bag taped around her neck. She's pronounced brain dead in the hospital and taken off life support. Metro Nashville PD ruled the death a suicide, but her mom, Jamie Dickerson, doesn't accept that. Dickerson discovers a report that says Donovan Holt's fingerprints are on the bag and tape, not April's. Jamie confronts Donovan, who admits he murdered his wife.
Nancy, Donovan Holt did not even tell Jamie Dickerson that April had a bag over her head while April fought for her life in the hospital. On finding that out, Jamie did not believe April would take her own life just a few hours after making plans with her for the next day over text. After Jamie secured the confession, Nashville PD reopened the investigation and arrested Holt in San Antonio, Texas. Holt has now been extradited back to Nashville.
Donovan Holt, 33, charged with reckless homicide, false reporting, and tampering with evidence. A woman trying to enter Presidio, Texas from Mexico stopped for extra inspection when her luggage weighs a lot more than expected. Border Patrol finds 800 pounds of Mexican bologna in the suitcases, prohibited in the U.S. due to the risk of foreign animal disease. The woman, 43, also carrying nearly 300 boxes of meds, Xanax, Valium, the attempted smuggler now facing a $1,000 fine. Well, that's a bunch of baloney. Okay, sorry. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A California judge accused of murdering his wife is now on trial. Orange County Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Ferguson, who's charged with the August 2023 shooting death of his wife, Cheryl Ferguson. Prosecutors say the 74-year-old judge was drinking when an argument turned deadly inside their Anaheim Hills home. Court filings reveal he later texted his staff, quote, "I just lost it. I just shot my wife. I won't be in tomorrow. I will be in custody. I'm so sorry." Authorities found 47 weapons and more than 26,000 rounds of ammunition in his home, but Ferguson has pleaded not guilty, claiming the shooting was accidental. His defense attorney, Cameron Talley, says the judge was putting away his gun when it discharged. Ferguson is expected to take the stand in his own defense. The case has shaken Orange County's legal community. A Los Angeles County judge is overseeing the trial to avoid conflict of interest, but the proceedings remain in Orange County. If convicted, Ferguson faces 25 years to life in prison. A Connecticut man has admitted guilt in the fatal shooting of an Olympian's mother, struck by a stray bullet while in her own home. Crime Online Sydney Sumner brings us the details.
23-year-old Jasper Green of New Haven, Connecticut, has pleaded guilty to the murder of 56-year-old Mabel Martinez Anton Giorgi. The incident occurred on April 9, 2022, in Waterbury, Connecticut, when a bullet pierced the wall of Martinez Anton Giorgi's home, fatally striking her in the head as she was sewing. At the time, her daughter, Olympic athlete Yarimar Mercado Martinez, was in Brazil for a competition. The shooting stemmed from a dispute involving co-defendant Franklin Robinson, who, along with Green and another man, fired at a car parked on Martinez Anton Giorgi Street, mistakenly believing their target was inside. As part of a plea agreement, Green faces a 35-year prison sentence with the opportunity to argue for a reduced 30-year term at his sentencing on June 3rd. Robinson was previously convicted and sentenced to 90 years in prison. The third suspect, Levi Brock, has pleaded not guilty and is awaiting trial.
Another bystander was wounded in the incident but survived.
Thanks, John. Lisa Candler's two sons staying with their dad for the week, so she plans a six-hour drive from her Wolf City, Texas home to visit Mom, Starks, Louisiana. Lisa calls Mom to let her know she's leaving after a doctor's appointment the next morning. When she doesn't show up and doesn't answer calls, Mom drives to Wolf City, finds Lisa's car in the driveway, her dog running loose in the front yard. The doors to the home unlocked, windows open, TV on, purse inside. Canines track Lisa down Highway 34 5 miles until her scent abruptly stops. No further clues found. Lisa Candler, 44, 5'6", 110 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes, scar upper lip, and below left eye. If you have info on Lisa Candler, now missing 17 years, call Hunt County, Texas Sheriffs, 903-453-6800. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.